So Phil Mitch, we've read from his Twitter account, says...
This is Tweetgate.
Tweetgate, and he did not write those tweets. They were hacked in.
He's saying that some of the tweets were fabricated.
Get lost.
Oh, good.
Well, we had heard he was on some Philly radio station, and he's here to talk with us.
Perfect.
Hello, Phil.
Dennis, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Michelle, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Welcome to Tweetgate.
I like how he...
Couldn't get the media's attention for 4 months over all the solutions that are necessary to end New Jersey's economic and financial crisis, which is really the issue, but two fraudulent tweets supplied by an anonymous source that we know, and one other tweet taken out of context, it's not even my words, has really, really created a sensation. So let's let it rip.
Wow. I love the fact that you called, because what a different perspective you get on this.
Well, you did call me, Dennis.
I did, yes. Oh, that's right. Scott called. I'm glad.
I don't want people, because I'm not, I got so many phone calls coming in. It's unbelievable.
That's awesome. Well, thanks for accepting our call, taking our call.
No problem. Happy to answer anything you have. But
I got to be honest with you. This has been a quiet legislative race. And I know we used to live in the same development, and I didn't even know you were running for office. So at least it brought to light your candidacy. So.
Sure thing. Sure did. Light. Yeah. How about July 4th?
Yeah, big fireworks. But whatever the GOP, we don't totally disagree with the GOP that you're unfit to run for office, even if you did make that tweet.
Well, the reality of it is, keep one thing in mind, Dennis. Yeah. I didn't go looking for this. All the parties have been after me for several years to run because of my extensive business real estate market background. People do not see me as a politician. They see me as an economic real estate market recovery expert. So I didn't go looking for this position. All the parties came to me and said, would you please run because of your extensive business background, your name recognition, and the fact that you predicted this financial crisis coming years ago, and that you have solutions. So I said yes. Now, I live in Merchantville. Merchantville, Pennshawken, and Maple Shade, which used to be in District 7, Diane Allen's, they moved into 6. And as a result, the Senate position with the Republican Party came up, and I agreed to accept that. But basically, I'm an independent, very, very independent, in a Republican suit.
Wow,
so
good for you.
So there's no chance you're going to step down because Republicans and Democrats are both saying that you should not run.
Michelle, my answer to that is absolutely not. I mean, again, they're concerned over tweets that were made, that were fraudulent. Remember, there's two tweet issues here, Michelle. One is last week where an anonymous source sent in a fraudulent copy of copies from my direct messages, okay? Mm-hmm. They're not even there. So we've already shown that they're not there. The media ran with that anyway, and we all know who controls the media that's run that. Now, when they couldn't go anywhere with that, after we indicated, look, we've shown you, these are fraudulent copies, the anonymous source, which, by the way, we have determined, and guess where it's stimulated from? All the way back to a woman that we can now show has been on the payroll of the Camden County Democrat Party. Now, the second issue is on the tweet regarding the one pertaining to a woman, the one about, trying to think here which one it is. Yeah, you've got to be a lady in the living room.
Yeah.
Or in the bedroom. Now,
I like you got you had me with that one, Phil.
God,
I like that
Phil Mitch, how could you make that statement? Right. Here's my response to that. First of all, those are not my words. Those are words of a famous woman giving advice to other females. Now, who is that woman? Jerry Hall, Mick Jagger's ex-wife from the early 90s. And specifically what she said, and I quote, my mother said in order to keep a man, a woman must be a maid in the living room, a cook in the kitchen, and a whore in the bedroom.
Now, is it true you're dating Jerry Hall? This is the latest information we have.
I'm dating her in respect that my tweet was really a paraphrase.
Phil, I'm kidding.
There's two tweets that I have put out over the last several years that are combined, and they're both directed at giving relationship advice to male and female.
Right.
Now, the female advice was really a paraphrase from Jerry Hall.
Right. Jim, Phil, nobody. We're glad you're here to say you didn't write them. You're a serious candidate for that district. And you're an independent that had to wear a Republican suit to get in this race and effect change. And you've been asked to by people who think you can do some good. So we wish you good luck on November 8th.
Well, I thank you, Dennis, and all I want to say in conclusion is that the other tweet pertained to men, which proves my respect for women because it holds men to the same standard. If you're going to ask your women to boom, 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 then you should be faithful. You should be a living, you should be a gentleman in the living room, and you should be a stud in the bedroom. I hold the highest respect for women. My best times in my life were my relationships, which were very sacred. And any women that were offended by those tweets, okay, which again were Mick Jagger's wife's verbiage, right, I would apologize because, again, I'm not, I would never say or do anything to directly offend anyone.
All right, Phil, good luck to you. Thank you for responding. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Dan. Michelle, take care and good luck.
All right, very good. Thank you, Phil.
Listen on your iPhone, iPod Touch, and Android. Download the free Radio Pup app. Learn more at nj1015.com.